Hello?
Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
Didn't you tell me you'd sent me some recommendations to this communication satellite board?
I did, yes. You asked me to give them to Walter Jenkins, and I think I gave them to him about a week or 10 days ago.
Walter Jenkins sitting here, and he says he hadn't heard of them, and Ralph Dungan hadn't heard of them, and Vance doesn't believe you did it, and I've been chasing them. I've written 3 memos trying to get that last night before last my night reading, and I said, give me McNamara's recommendation. Last night they sent it back again and said McNamara checked into these, and he likes Meyer and one or two others, and I said, I want McNamara's recommendation. Now I've got them sitting here at my desk. Walter said he gave them to you.
Mr. President?
Well, what do you... You want to go over and challenge him?
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I gave them to somebody over there. Let me find out who I gave them to. It was either Jack Valenti.
Well, I'll tell Walter. He said if you didn't give them to Walter, that you gave them to somebody. So...
that.
Maybe he gave them to Don Reynolds.
No. Certainly not that.
Well, have you made any more announcements today? I see you had a camp yesterday, and what else you got today?
Mr. President, let me say, on the Satellite Corporation directors that Cy, who's sitting out to me now, mentioned those names to me yesterday, and I told him I'd sent over several other names, but the ones that were on the list that were read to me were very good, and I wouldn't quarrel with them. I remember one of the names I gave was the partner of Goldman Sachs, who would have been very capable, but you have Andre Meyer on there, who's a partner of Lazard Frères, and who's just as good as the Goldman Sachs partner. And then you had two other names whom I've forgotten at the moment, but they were both good names. So I...
Well, you don't have any better ones, do you think?
No, I don't think so, but I will check and find out who I gave them to, just to...
Do you know anything else? Have you got my answer to Goldwater yet? Did you see what I put out on it?
I did. I thought it was very good.
There is a flat statement that Johnson ruled out the use of nuclear weapons in the Gulf and made today by a source in a position. No, you know who that source was, don't you?
No.
I was.
Oh.
I call this deep background. The order to the 7th Fleet by the Commander-in-Chief in the Pacific, it was said, stipulated, quote, conventional ordnance only, unquote. This order was based on instructions from Washington. Now, you gave him instructions, didn't you?
That's right.
The assertion that Johnson had ruled out nuclear weapons was another in a series of administration replies to a statement by Republican presidential nominee Barry Goldwater in a news conference in Hershey earlier this week. Goldwater said that Johnson's declarations on the Southeast Asia incidents seem to give military commanders on the Southeast authority to use, quote, the whole inventory of United States weapons, unquote. The same day, Secretary Rusk and McNamara had said Goldwater made an unjustified and irresponsible interpretation. That's not a bad paragraph, although I wish we could get some real responsible interpreters like your boy Ward or Scotty Reston or some of them to talk about how dangerous this is to 120 nations to be reading by a candidate that their president authorized nuclear weapons with no more to go on than this man had. And this is a very dangerous thing for a man like this to be representing us in conferences with Khrushchev and De Gaulle and Hume and...
I thought the line I'd take with Scotty or also for somebody is this, Mr. President, that the facts are, and these are the facts, that if you called me on the telephone or if you called Buzz Wheeler on the telephone and said, I want you to use nuclear weapons immediately in Southeast Asia, send the orders out at once, we wouldn't pay any attention to you because you've got to give us the proper form of instruction. Goldwater knows this, and he knows damn well that you're stating, or I stating, or anybody else stating that we're going to use nuclear weapons, even if we had, is not a sufficient basis to undertake such a weapon use.
Well, you better have one up for lunch and one up for dinner.
I'm going to try and do that.
Okay.
Bye.